So one of the ways that I stay up to date on the platform is that I'm always teaching new things. And so I'm doing live classes around the AI specialist certification. That brings me into Agentforce as well and getting familiar with prompt templates and agents and setting up instructions for agents and instructions for prompt templates and guardrails and a whole lot more. Now, with that training and that being live, one of the things that I encounter is changes to the platform or new things coming along. And one thing that I noticed in a help article related to prompt templates on the Salesforce platform is that there was a fifth new one that was added to the help, even though it was not reflected in the interface for these free AI learner accounts that Salesforce so generously provides us. Fortunately, it does give us the ability to get hands-on with the Einstein platform and with Agentforce, of course. And so up until just a few days ago, all that I was aware of were the four primary prompt template types, which were for sales emails, being able to generate emails from Salesforce using generative AI, summary templates, and a ready example of that would be to summarize this account or opportunity. There's also field generation templates where you can use AI to generate text into a field. And one good use case for that would be to give you a summary of a record. And I spoke in the previous episode about how this might change the lead conversion process because you can summarize a lead record into all of its data points into either one or multiple summary fields that are AI enabled. And that's through a field generation template type. And then you've got your flex templates. And I like to refer to them as flexible templates. You can use up to 5 sources. You can allow for free text. It can work in conjunction with Flows or Apex or the REST API. So it has a lot of flexibility and power to it. But then there's a fifth newer prompt template type listed in the help, and I'll link to that in the resources for this episode. And that one was known as a record prioritization prompt template. And the specific use case is that that will be available out of the box as far as with an agent action, a standard agent action in Agentforce for the prioritization of opportunities. I'm anticipating that that list as well for standard agent actions will grow. Salesforce provides a lot of example actions that you could create of your own custom different AI use cases in their AI use case library and a lot of prompt templates as well. And this is only just the beginning. We'll see more of this available on the AppExchange in the future as far as custom built agents, prompt templates, actions. I'm anticipating the AppExchange really changing in the next few months in order to encompass all of the above. But this record prioritization prompt template and seeing it so early in the early days of Agentforce tells me or informs me that this list is going to grow. And so not only will it transform our templates and our actions, and that being some of the generative AI on the back end, the primary use cases for those various templates and actions impact the end users on the front end of Salesforce, but we are starting to see some rumblings of some AI appearing on the back end inside of setup to help us configure things such as formulas. So in the next episode, I will discuss some of the future of Salesforce and what I see coming as I look into or peer into the next quarter of this century, what I like to refer to as Q2 of 2K, and where things might head in the coming months and years with AI as it transforms how we do work, how work gets done on the platform, not only for our end users and marketing, sales, and service, but for us as consultants, administrators, developers, and more. So until next time, be sure and like and subscribe, comment, share, feed the algorithm, and let others know about your relevance.